With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. The wall that heals is a three-quarter scale replica of the Vietnam Veterans Memorial that travels around the U.S. Nicolay College hosted the memorial for 4 days in 2023. Now, a retired panel from that replica has a permanent home on campus. WXPR's Katie Thorson reports.
You came to see my name today. I saw you standing there. Man, you sure look different with the silver in your hair. But me, I haven't changed.
Skip Doolin, a Vietnam veteran and member of the Northwoods Honor Guard, reads the poem Spirit of the Wall during a ceremony at Nicolay College last week. The ceremony included Doolin's reading of the poem, a 21-gun salute, and the playing of To the Colors. It was all to honor a new Vietnam veterans memorial that will have a permanent home at the Lakeside Center patio at Nicolay College. The memorial is a small panel from a retired section of the wall that heals that sits upon a metal pedestal. The base was welded by a class of veterans at Nicolay. The panel was gifted to Nicolay after it hosted the wall in May of 2023. Casey Lehman with Nicolay is a veteran herself who helped bring the wall to campus.
I didn't realize quite what the impact was going to be until I started to see the emotions and things like that that I saw from the visitors and how many people came. We had over 8,000 people come.
Lehman feels honored to have a permanent piece of the wall on campus. She hopes it's a place for reflection and remembrance.
To be able to have this on our campus and have a place for those veterans that need some place to go and to give the respect and everything, or just to be able to reflect on their time or who maybe they lost, you know, it's really important for them.
Veteran and Northwoods Honor Guard Chaplain Tony Shuni feels the same. He volunteered the midnight shift when the wall was on campus and was part of the ceremony last week.
Take away what Skip talked about.
I guess I'll go now. I seem to have said it all. Think of me once in a while, that ghost that stays with the wall.
Of the 40 names on the panel at Nicolay College, 2 were from Wisconsin and 3 from Michigan. For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson in Oneida County.
People are again being asked to avoid outdoor burning as the fire danger is elevated. Burn permits were suspended Monday in 43 counties across the northern portion of Wisconsin. The city of Rhinelander also suspended outdoor burning. The Wisconsin DNR expects this elevated fire danger will continue until there is significant rainfall. Spring is the most critical fire season in Wisconsin. Even a few days between rain can dry out grasses, pine needles, and leaf litter, creating hazardous conditions. The DNR is at full staffing and preparedness across the state to respond to any incidents. There were more than 16 fires in Wisconsin Monday. They've all been kept relatively small so far. One person died in a UTV crash in Oneida County over the weekend. The Oneida County Sheriff's Office got the call of the crash in Enterprise around 5:30 Saturday evening. The call was for a UTV that crashed into a tree on a trail section just south of Bowman Road. 70-year-old David McMillan of Salem, Wisconsin, was driving the UTV and died in the crash. A passenger had minor injuries. This is the 13th deadly ATV-UTV accident in Wisconsin so far this year. Last year was a particularly deadly year for off-road vehicles, with 41 recorded deaths in the state. A crash in Florence County badly hurt one person after an underage drinking party. The Florence County Dispatch Center got a 911 call reporting a rollover crash at County Inn and Klaus Road. The caller said the driver had been ejected. Deputies found a juvenile male with extensive injuries who was taken to a hospital. A preliminary investigation showed the juvenile from Argonne was coming from an underage party in the town of Aurora. The driver lost control and the vehicle struck trees and rolled over. Speed and alcohol are believed to have been factors. Students were welcomed back to Riverside Elementary in Ringel on Monday after 8 days of classes in a temporary setting following a tornado. Principal Kevin Kempman said he and his staff have plenty to be thankful for.
Grateful for our first responders, grateful for our DC Evers crew that found a plan to get us through the past 2 weeks. Thankful for the construction workers that worked very, very quickly to get us back.
Kempman said students have handled the last 2 weeks well, and it's good for them to be back in a familiar setting. He said the building did sustain some significant damage.
There was a glass wall that faces our playground that blew in. The wind then kind of came into the building and pushed out on the far end. We had 2 classrooms on the back side that the wind actually pushed out the brick wall.
Two classrooms have been relocated due to damage, but the structural integrity of the building remains intact. Work on those classrooms will be done over the summer. There are about 2 weeks left in the school year for students at Riverside. Box turtles have emerged from their dens for the warm season. Harvest Public Media's Celia Yopis Jepson reports on how to help them survive another year.
Studies suggest ornate box turtles could be in trouble. They live in grasslands, a habitat that is giving way to suburbs and crops. Climate change is bringing armadillos north, a predator of their eggs, and they get hit by cars. Washburn University professor Benjamin Reed studies box turtles. He says we can't solve all these problems easily, but one thing people can do is leave the turtles in the wild.
What I'm trying to convince people to do is maybe enjoy these turtles out in the wild and not take them home as pets.
Also, if you're able to help a turtle cross the road without putting yourself in danger, he says, take it to the side of the road where it was headed. I'm Celia Yopis Jepson, Harvest Public Media.
For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.